Lights are going up, excitement all around. It can only mean one thing. McRib is here. People throwing parties, ugly sweaters everywhere. Holiday swag lined up for the best time of the year. It can only mean one thing. McRib is here. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time only.
Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. With 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving, it's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.
The Pod Squad are with me to help separate the good from the rubbish podcasts, and today we are talking about The Gambler.
His incredible ability to convince people who were left absolutely shocked that they'd been talking to a con man.
He was the perfect victim, you know, because he was able to play the victim card.
The story of Pat Sheedy, a Limerick man drawn into the dark world of crime as his life spiralled out of control with a gambling addiction.
Deep down, once you're gambling and once I'm actively gambling, I know that there's going to be scams, because I couldn't justify earning €1 million a week if I was gambling. It would be the same to me as earning 200, because it's all going the same place, it's all going the same way. So there has to be crime where there's gambling with me.
A man who would stop at nothing to feed his addiction.
She just went to grab the hammer off of him and she said, let me have a swing at the brick. And I just went, oh Jesus.
Yes, we are dissecting The Gambler on my Pod Squad today. Dave Hanratty, host of the No Encore Music podcast, and Ellen Butler from the News Talk newsroom. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello.
Now, first of all, that is the recognisable voice of Nicola Tallant, who is the podcast presenter, of course, crime journalist.
Yeah, Nicola's something of a colleague of mine in that I work for the same organisation, but I don't work directly with Nicola, so I want listeners to know that it has zero bearing
you
on the review.
You have no problem critiquing her as what you're letting us know.
I'm going to bury her 6 feet deep now, of course.
Nicola.
Nicola, of course, is an incredibly renowned crime journalist. Yeah. She hosts the Crime World podcast, which is a phenomenon. Like, you know, it's the list, the numbers in that podcast are huge. Everyone loves it. And, you know, incredibly hardworking journalist. Like I said to someone in the office this week, last week when I learned of this podcast, I was like, does this woman ever sleep? Because if it's not a new book, it's a new podcast, or it's something else. So she's on this podcast as host and producer alongside Ian Mullaney, who is also a Crime World producer. I think, you know, like he almost gets the lion's share of the talk time here, more so than you might think. And it's about those two uncovering the life and times of Pat Sheedy, as you heard there, a gambling addict with over 100 convictions to his name, and quite the stories to tell. But as the show very smartly points out early doors, are those stories true, and can we trust them, and can we trust Pat Sheedy, the subject at the heart of this, as a result?
Now, just to explain the setup of the podcast, The Gambler, it's a number of, how many episodes, Ellen, first of all?
I think we're the seventh one, I think, dropped today.
Seventh one's out
today.
So it's
dropping.
Okay,
I've
only heard the first episode of it, right. But we'll get to that. And is it all about the one subject, or does it cover other subjects?
Yes. So it's all about Pat Sheedy.
Okay.
So at first, it didn't really appeal to me at first. I have great time for Nicola Tallant, and I know crime podcasts and all of that kind of stuff about gangland criminals, highly popular, just not my cup of tea. So it didn't really appeal to me. And then when I heard the first episode, it was a lot of prologue and that kind of thing. And I thought, I don't know, am I going to be able to get through this? And then, so it does follow the story of Pat Sheedy. He's a gambling addict who ended up in prison. And he made contact with Nicola from prison and said he wanted to tell his story. And she eventually agreed to that. And he kind of wanted to share with others about what it's like to be a gambling addict, or if you're in that position, that there's hope and there's a path to recovery. And she eventually was, I suppose, what's the right word, was convinced by him that this was a good idea. And like, he's so articulate. He's such a compelling speaker. And he then kind of in the, it's pity to say you've only heard the first episode, because then when we get to the second episode, a subplot kind of emerges.
Right.
Where Nicola and
Now we
Ian,
don't want to give too much away either, but
don't. And look, I haven't heard it all. As I say, there's more to come, so I'm reserving judgment on Pat Sheedy, but they themselves on air, on the podcast, are having kind of discussions about, hang on a second, can we trust this guy? is he being upfront. He says himself he's hugely honest throughout the whole thing about how much of a manipulator he is, what he's done to his friends and his family and his colleagues over the years because of this addiction.
Okay.
And he's very upfront about
it. So she's
questioning. To the point you're going, hang on, are you actually manipulating us?
Are
right
you getting
now?
Taken?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the listener
it's
getting
really
taken as well?
Interesting.
So it's the entire series, Dave, is the one story effectively because of the subplot, as Ellen mentioned, that emerges quite early on. I heard the first episode of it this morning. And like, look, I would listen to an awful lot of Nicola Tallant's work and have gone to see the show and the podcast and all of that. So this was, it's a sort of a different strand though to what she typically does.
I think so, especially because like it is clever that the show calls that out for two reasons. One, it tells the listener that we have an unreliable narrator here. So it's up to you how much your level of investment. It's almost interactive in a way. It's up to you if you believe him, you know, here and there and everywhere or not at all. And also as well, you know, for something that's been in the works for 18 months, you know, if you're producing a podcast and you can't trust the person that the podcast is about, that's panic stations. You know, in every interview that is ever done, you are taking the person opposite you at your word, at their word. And yes, you may have to do due diligence and research depending on the subject matter and who the person is. And in this case, absolutely. And they will have done that. But I do also wonder if it's a case of like, oh God, we might be in trouble here. We better just call it out. So it works in kind of a metatextual level as well. He is a fascinating character. I would agree with Ellen, like he is charming. And this is the whole point. He's a con artist. And to be a successful con artist, you have to be charming. He does manipulate people. He is guilty of some very serious crimes. And he has ruined the lives of people. Like that. Like we hear from the victims in one episode, which is, I think, very important to hear from them. Because you can find yourself going along with this guy. You can find yourself going, you know, I actually have a great deal, degree of sympathy for this man. And he is quite charming. But at the same time, when you hear the accounts of people he's wronged, you're like, well, that's awful. Like you did that to those people for that amount of money? That's awful. At the same time, the show is, very, you know, and Patchy himself, like, we need to talk about the fact that gambling addiction is an illness. It's a mental illness. It is a disease.
We talk about it many, many times. And, you know, like, yeah. I suppose it is often when you hear one person's story that then many others identify that, you know, somebody in their house or somebody that they know or in their workplace too has a very similar addiction. And off the back often of listening to the human experience, whether it's on this program or podcast like Nicholas, that's when people often come forward or, you know, or seek out help or look for assistance.
Which I think is part of what the show is trying to do and what he wants to do. If you believe him, again, that's the question that running through the entire thing, and I find myself going back and forth on that. And the thing about gambling is it can be an invisible addiction. I mean, I remember speaking to someone in a former job who told me that he would go to the bathroom and work and place bets on and lose thousands and go back to his desk and nobody would know because there's no physical signs unless you know the person and you know their history. You know, so like that in and of itself is a huge thing and needs to be looked at. And like you talk about like a world that we live in where you watch a Premier League match at the weekend and you are bombarded by betting ads. It's socially acceptable to be a gambler, much like it's socially acceptable to drink to a certain point. And in the case of Pachidi, he passed that point of no return long ago.
Now, the other, I suppose, thing to point out for people as well, it is a Go Loud original, which is under, I suppose, the roof here in this house, I should say, too. But it is the team behind The Witness that a lot of listeners will remember. That was a book that Nicola Tallant had originally published. I actually remember one of the first books that I read quite recently again. And there was an audiobook, I think, to accompany that. So for a lot of people that are interested in crime, I know that's not typically your first love, Ellen, but a lot of people, I suppose, will be familiar with this sort of genre.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, like Dave says, that it's kind of the crime element and the levels of deception and manipulation that Pachidi goes to, but also in a different way, it shines this light on gambling addiction and tells the story. And to be fair, regardless of the outcome of this, I think that's powerful in itself, that it really delves into what the reality of what it's like to live in the grips of an addiction like that. And like you say, where it's invisible to a lot of people. And even he goes into detail about going into rehab and getting treatment and how he felt like in the early days, I suppose, back before anyone ever spoke about gambling addiction, he was there with people with alcohol dependency and drugs and whatever else. And he felt like, why am I here? I have a handle on my life and I have a handle on this addiction or whatever. So it kind of totally blows open the door in that sense. So I think it is very good. But yeah, then this I actually
as you call it, the subplot emerges.
As I asked Dave there earlier, when was the next episode out? He says now. So I actually want to run away and listen to it.
That's how
so it's gripping. Like, it's very gripping.
Have you enjoyed this?
Yeah, enjoyed is a strange word given the subject matter. It gets its hooks in. I binged it, as I often do with these things. I like literally.
So how long are the episodes again? They're
25 to 30 minutes. Make it 35. But they go by pretty quickly. I will say, like, you know, it's well produced in that, like, it, there's not a lot of bells and whistles here. You know, there's standard kind of, you know, atmosphere, music, and this, that, and the other. But it's very well composed, and I do think at the heart of it, Nicola Tallant and Ian Mullaney are extremely strong in the host role. They don't overbear themselves. They don't kind of get in your way and tell you what you should think. It is very much about you deciding to listen to Pat Sheedy and listen to the stories. And like I say, the episode with the victims, like, you can come away from that episode and think, okay, like, as much as I enjoyed spending time with him to a degree, like, you just, like, he is guilty of crimes and he has, you know, done his time and that kind of stuff, but like, the level that this goes to, and, you know, it's awful because you can hear it in him. It's like, he can't resist, he can't stop himself.
And who do we hear from? Sorry, you mentioned Dave, that, so it's I suppose the story is being narrated for the most part. There's then interviews with some victims.
Yeah, it's mainly Pat Sheedy himself, actually. And by you're kind of a few hours in of just him, like, as you say, Nicola and Ian are just kind of interject every now and again with questions and a bit of context. And then it gets to that episode where they start introducing some of Pat's victims that he has defrauded. And at that point, I found myself thinking, God, I've totally taken everything he said at face value. And like that, it's a totally different perspective on what he's done, and that there's human victims behind what he's done. And again, he's remarkably honest. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's so self-aware, and he has all the vocabulary to go with it. And then you meet these people whose lives have been ruined to an extent by his actions, just to feed his, what we think is gambling addiction, or is it a pathological thing to just...
He talks about buying affection at one point, which I think, like it's all about buying affection, and it's all about kind of being, I guess, a main character and selling a version of yourself. Like, he talks at one stage about, you know, he wears these Armani clothes and he looks the part, but to quote him, he says, I'm all fur coat and no knickers. Like, I had nothing in the bank account.
So self-aware.
I had to pull a scam here and there. I had to do that, but I would present this version of myself to the world of a successful person, and that's also
And this
part,
is all in his own
part,
words
it's,
that
it's
you're
part
you're
of
hearing
the illness.
In the podcast.
Like, yeah,
okay.
And it is an illness, but you can't excuse the damage that has been done to people. You just can't.
You've binged the entire series so far. Yeah. Recommending it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, like, the latest episode I've yet to hear, and I do want to hear, I think the show can be guilty of spinning its wheels a little bit, because it's like 6 episodes to get to the moment. Episode 7 is going to be, you know, I think when Nicola gets that phone call from him in prison, and also they try and track him down and he proves quite elusive. So it sometimes podcast series can feel stretched out for the sake of it. I didn't fully notice that with this one, but I was kind of like, okay, can we get to the next part of the story, like Act 2 and Act 3? So, but it is extremely well put together and it is compelling, and I would agree with Ellen that, like, you do listen to this guy and you do fall in step with him, but you have to be aware that I personally can't trust him fully. And if you can't trust someone fully, can you trust him at all?
Would you recommend it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, that it's interesting.
Well, even the fact that you're typically, as you said, this isn't your,
my,
you know, forte
normally,
at all.
Yeah, and totally in. And the fact that it began as something else, and then they themselves put their hands up and
say,
hang
on a
second.
And I do like those kind of podcasts that find a different road.
It's wide open, and you're kind of continuing on the journey with them, trying to figure out this guy and wonder what will happen next.
How many stars out of 5, Div?
4. Yeah, it's extremely professionally well done. It's kept my attention. I don't want it to run into too many episodes, but I think we're getting to kind of Act 3 now.
Yeah, so I was going to say, are we, like, by episode 7, were we getting a conclusion?
We're getting the beginning of the end.
It's,
I
only
think.
You, obviously, then.
Yeah.
When it's,
I mean, like, it is an interesting story because it's a universal story. And like I say, it doesn't have to be gambling addiction. It can be something else and how you kind of destroy people. And it is tough because you want to have sympathy and you want to be respectful of all of the parameters around here, but you also have to look at the human cost. And that includes him as well.
How many stars, Alan?
I give 4.5.
Wow.
I reserve my 5s for something life changing. But
yeah.
I think it's
not finished yet.
Yeah, it's not finished yet. So hold on. That's a provisional 4.5 stars.
Yeah, that's a very good show, and I have to say.
Yeah, I like that the half hour episodes are grand. Any longer would be too much. Yeah. But yeah, looking forward to getting into Act 3, as we say.
Well, I'm definitely going to stick with it anyway. As I said, I only listened to the first episode earlier on this morning. That is the host of the No Encore Music Podcast, Dave Hanratty. Also, Ellen Butler from the News Talk Newsroom. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the Pod Squad today. And Shannon in Liston Varna in County Clare. And you are the winner of our two-night stay for two people at the Castleknock Hotel in Dublin. We will be in touch with you, Anne, a little bit later or just after the programme. As always, if you've missed any of the show, you can listen back to any of our chats or conversations. They're on the News Talk and the Go Loud app. You'll be able to get those. Just subscribe to Lunchtime Live. My thanks to the production team, Michael Quilligan and sound producers Heather Blackburn, with research by Ross Leahy and Micheál O'Connell. The editor was Mark Simpson. Sean will be in next. We'll chat though. Lunchtime Live, midday tomorrow.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.